Some might say we're getting lackadaisical about the pronunciation of lackadaisical.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
I'll bet some folks are thinking it's not lackadaisical, it's laxadaisical. I hear you were one of them.
I most certainly was. This question was brought to my attention by Zoe Clark. She said, how do you pronounce the word that is synonymous with lazy or lacking interest, starts with L, ends with asical? I said, lackadaisical. She said, that's what I say. But Rick Pluta keeps telling me that I'm wrong. So she seemed very reassured that I say lackadaisical. We looked it up on Merriam-Webster, and Merriam-Webster only has one pronunciation, and that is
lackadaisical.
Where did lackadaisical come from then?
I would guess that what's happened here is that speakers have reinterpreted lackadaisical as related to lax. And once they do that, they change the pronunciation of lackadaisical to lackadaisical. I've been doing surveys. About half the people say lackadaisical, half say lackadaisical, and it doesn't seem to align by generation. People my age are saying both, and most people have never noticed it until I bring it up.
We have some other axe sounds that are interesting as well. What are those?
We do. Well, we have this KS combination that causes people some problems or concerns. In words like especially, when people say especially, I know some speakers who really don't like that. I would guess what's happening there is that the first syllable S in especially is not that common in English, and the first syllable X is very common in English. So some speakers are saying especially or espresso.
Et cetera.
There you see it for the ET. Yep.
Interesting. And then we have some what you call sound swapping words. What are those?
We do. Linguists would call this metathesis, where two sounds swap places. And SK, those are two sounds that have done it in a few words. One is ask axe. And the pronunciation axe, as in ask a question, is a very stigmatized pronunciation in English. What most people don't realize is that axe is older than ask. That we have axe going all the way back to Old English. And what seems to have happened is that axe became ask. And in fact, Chaucer uses axe. Axe was a high form until at least the 16th century, and then it became seen as a non-standard form, and ask became the standard form.
You've got a thing with this Chaucer guy, don't you?
I do. I also have a thing with the word asterisk. And you'll notice there that I have to slow down to say that in the standard way, because if I'm just speaking normally, I say asterisk.
And I'm glad that you're no longer lackadaisical about lackadaisical. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. But I think I still say lackadaisical.